The scripture sentences that were spoken in our opening liturgy come from the seven so-called I Am sayings in the Gospel of John. If you attended our Sunday services during the last several weeks during Lent, you will remember hearing some of those sayings in our Gospel readings. John put these sayings on the lips of Jesus to sum up the theological reflections that are so characteristic of John's Gospel. On their own, the I Am sayings seem rather enigmatic and somewhat preposterous. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. Still, faithful Christians understand what is meant by these sayings, and the sayings describe the important place that Jesus has in our lives. At this time of year, though, our faith in Jesus is seriously called into question. This happens as we rehearse the Passion story. With each step in the story, our faith is further challenged, further undermined. And we express this through the extinguishing of the candles, those candles which shone with the I Am sayings, with the light of Christ. That light appears now to have been snuffed out. And the question for us is whether that has indeed happened, whether it will happen in the week ahead. Will the light of Christ be extinguished? Can the life of Christ be obliterated? Now, in case you think that these are just abstract theological or academic or theoretical questions, think again. Jesus represents for us all that is right and good, all that is fair and just. In the story of Jesus, this goodness and justice is pitted against the forces of the oppressive institutions that held the wealth and the power in the time of Jesus. These institutions included economic, political, military, and even religious institutions. We read in the Gospels that representatives of these institutions conspired together to get rid of Jesus. It seems that there is a tendency within our institutions to become self-serving and even abusive. And the Gospel of Jesus holds that we ordinary human beings must not allow our institutions to have their way with us. We have a divine mandate to resist institutional oppression, to stand up against it, to struggle for justice, even if that struggle kills us. You might say that God calls us to risk our lives and even to give our lives in this struggle. But at the same time, it appears that God also knows that this may be too much to ask. A major theme of the Gospel passages we read today is the inability of the most devoted followers of Jesus to stand with Jesus against the forces of oppression. They drop like flies. They become betrayers and deserters. They give empty promises to be loyal. They doze off while Jesus prays for courage. They lie about their relationship with Jesus when confronted. And finally, they all run away. What does that gospel reading say about our inclinations when we are confronted with oppressive power? Is it true that when push comes to shove, we run away? Why is it that governments, corporations, financial institutions, even church institutions, get away with maltreatment and abuse? We are currently engaged in a federal election campaign. When we look carefully at the conduct of our federal government, it seems pretty clear that we see cases of justice denied, power abused, ethics ignored, and compassion withheld. We see these cases described and enumerated almost daily in the media. You would think that we voters would be outraged. You would think that the perpetrators would be voted out of office. But maybe that is too much to ask. Maybe the status quo will prevail. The empire wins again. But in our world, in our kingdom world, there is something else going on as well. One defiant person has not acquiesced to the status quo. One person has not caved in to the powers that be. One person does not run from the abuse, from the false accusations, not even from undeserved torture and a brutal execution. That is, of course, the other side of the story this week. True, oppression and corruption are much too prevalent in our world, but these forces do not have the last word. And even when they appear to win again, they do not get the last word. In our gospel story, as we shall see 1 week from today, the last word belongs to the forces of justice and love. The last word belongs to God. In the meantime, this story of ours, this gospel of Jesus Christ, will see us through the challenges we face and the challenges we will keep on facing in this world of ours. The empire is not about to go away. We may have to go on living with non-progressive governments in our city, our province, our country, our world. We will continue to face carelessness and abuse from corporations and institutions. Human beings and creation itself will continue to suffer neglect and exploitation. But we know, we followers of the Defiant One, we know and we will see again this week that the forces of oppression do not have the last word, and that we will be invited again, even if we have a history of running away, we will be invited again to join forces with the champion of defiant love to work for the reign of God on earth as it is in heaven. Thanks be to God. Amen.